From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Japanese officials say at least 1,000 people have died in the massive earthquake and tsunami that struck the country. NPR's Louisa Lim reports there's growing concern about two nuclear plants now under a state of emergency.
As day broke, Japan is confronting the devastation caused by a massive earthquake, followed by a 30-foot tsunami. Many roads have collapsed, and the true extent of the catastrophe in the northeast of Honshu Island is not yet known. But serious problems are emerging at two nuclear reactors in Fukushima, where the cooling systems have broken down. At one of those, the authorities have begun releasing radioactive steam into the environment to reduce pressure. The operator says levels of radiation inside the plant are now 1,000 times normal levels. 45,000 people living in the vicinity are being told to evacuate. Media reports say the U.S. Air Force is flying in backup generators, but time is critical to avoid a nuclear meltdown. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Damage from the tsunami stretches far and wide. Officials estimate the huge waves caused millions of dollars damage in harbors and marinas in California and Oregon. A man taking pictures of the waves was swept out to sea. After months of fruitless negotiations, football players called a timeout in their contract talks with NFL owners today. They voted to decertify their union and quickly followed that with an antitrust lawsuit, with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady among the plaintiffs. NPR's Tom Goldman.
It's not going to be resolved soon. There will be some legal steps taken, legal actions and counteractions, and there's no way to speculate on how long that may last. We're not yet in danger of losing the season. This is a first step, and it's scary to NFL fans and disappointing certainly for NFL fans, but we still are a ways from saying there will be no full season or an abbreviated 2011 NFL season.
Commissioner Robert Goodell still thinks the two sides can work out a deal. A no-fly zone to keep Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi from attacking rebels in his country is still on the table, according to President Obama. He said today the U.S. and other nations are slowly tightening the noose around Gaddafi. Pump prices have been steadily increasing during the turmoil in the Mideast, and the president said he's prepared to do something about it.
Everybody should know that should the situation demand it, we are prepared to tap the significant stockpile of oil that we have in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We're also using the resources at our disposal at the federal level to monitor any possible manipulation in the oil markets.
Stocks posted gains today. The Dow rose 59 points today, but logged a 1% decline for the week. NASDAQ was up 15 points, and the S&P was ahead 9. This is NPR. Doctors in Houston say Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is making leaps and bounds in her recovery and may be able to attend her husband's space shuttle launch next month. Astronaut Mark Kelly told his wife she had been shot, but doctors say she has no memory of the episode. In a progress report today, medical staff said Giffords is walking and talking in complete sentences. House Republicans have introduced a bill funding federal agencies for another 3 weeks, while negotiators continue to work on spending cuts for the rest of the year. More from NPR's Audie Cornish.
The current spending is due to run out next Friday, so this latest bill would extend operating money to federal agencies through April 8th and cut another $6 billion in spending. Democrats will likely support the bill this time, says House Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer of Maryland. But
for me, it's the last time. We need to have a plan to fund this government for the balance of the fiscal year to September 30th. It is irresponsible for us not to have that.
The bill eliminates more than $2.5 billion slated for earmarked programs and cuts the rest from grants and other programs already slated to wind down in the National Park Service, Agriculture Department, and the Census. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
The spousal abuse case involving actor-director Mel Gibson came to an abrupt end today. He was charged with misdemeanor battery and entered a plea of no contest. The deal kept him out of jail, according to the Associated Press, but it does call for Gibson to undergo counseling. Prosecutors say they found insufficient evidence to charge ex-girlfriend Oksana Grigorieva with attempting to extort money from the Braveheart Oscar winner. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.